once again, we'd like to thank you for good presence, big presence in a small country, a big interest in, I'm sure you have so much interest in the holy name. What you said, right? Yes. So your interest in japa is very obvious here by the good turnout of devotees. This is month of Purushottam month also. Only few more days to go, but somehow our japa retreat or japa whatever workshop or japa, I don't know what name you have given, is becoming part of this Purushottam month. It's becoming event, part of that very auspicious month, very favorable for devotional service. In fact, nothing works in this month, just the devotional service. No karma kand. You don't get any results of conduct, karma khand or jnana khand, which is kevala vishera bhand also, in any case, just a pot of poison, according to our siddhant, our stand, karma khand, which is a pot of poison. The only thing that works during this month, only thing that is beneficial, in fact, Radha Krishna worship for this month is stressed very much, which is topmost thing to do. And the way we worship Radha Krishna is yagyai sankirtana prayair yajantihi sumedhasaha. It requires intelligent person, brainy person to go for worshipping the Lord in yagyai, by performance of sankirtan. So you are very intelligent persons, because you are always, not only during this month, but you're always worshipping Lord by performance of sankirtan. And sankirtan is congregational chanting, or congregationally glorifying the Lord in a broad sense. which may not be always limited to chanting of Hare Krishna, but there are related activities are also Sankirtan. How Srila Prabhupada made the connection of the sounds at the construction site at Hare Krishna land, Juhu, Bombay, during his days. We are proposing that there's so much noise here, so much cut, 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 cut here. You should be stationed elsewhere. But Prabhupada said, this is music for my ears. This is Radharas Bihari's temple is being built. So these sounds are not ordinary. This is also music. This is also Sankirtan. So, only pure devotee like Srila Prabhupada could make connection of those sounds as Sankirtan. Yagyai Sankirtana Praya Yajantihi Sumedhasa. So again, then Kirtan is, you know, Kirtan, Sankirtan, Kirtan. Why? We were just doing a little bit of that with the use of Mridanga and Kartals. And last night, what we had. Oh! There's a ISKCON Kirtan Standard Committee. They may not approve of. I'm a member of that committee. I don't know how to deal with the situation, but so that's one way, Sankirtan, congregational chanting and dancing with mridangas and kartals and some other, maybe veena of Narad Muni is there. And Premed hala dhala sonar anga charane nupura baje. And there Mahaprabhu is taking part in Sankirtan and he's chanting and dancing. And Premed hala dhala sonar, his golden form is moving, swaying, and he has tinkling, jingling bells around his ankles. So that's instrument also. Some tinkling bells. He doesn't have to play that instrument separately with the hands. It is there around his ankles, and as he dances, the jingling and tinkling of those bells, that's an instrument also. The bells. And then, and of course, the other thing that we do is we take our Japamala and do Yagyai Sankirtana Prayayur. We do the glorification of the Lord. Lord is glorified to our heart's content. Of course, during Kirtan, there's a wholehearted and full-throated out loud, and then during japa possible, and last night was quite a group. I got the report there were over 700 devotees last night. You don't know, you missed it. You were there? That's what they say, 700 devotees. 700 plates of prasadam were distributed. Maybe towards the end some more rushed in. So this japa, seminar, retreat, whatever the name is, this is happening during Chaturmasya also. Middle of the Chaturmasya, this is sandwiched. This month is 2 months of Chaturmasya, and then Purushottam Mass, and then 2 more Chaturmasya months to follow. So it's right in the middle. And right towards the end of this month, we are able to do this during this Chaturmasya. Chaturmasya and Purushottam Mass, I just probably we're doing Kirtan Mela in Germany. So that was quite experience, and we were in Radha Desh, and we were doing kirtans called Stay High Forever. Stay High Forever kirtan. Prabhupada's term, he called this Stay High Forever. Whether you chant Hare Krishna with the drums, instruments, or you chant on your beads, idea is to stay high. Forever, stay high up there. Srila Prabhupada was referring to this as the drug. He said, I have a drug for you. And then in mid-60s, those American boys and girls they jumped. Oh, Swamiji has a drug for us. They were into drugs. And I said, my drug is very special. If you take this, you'll stay high forever. Which is not the case with the other drug. I don't think you know. I only have heard that you take a drug and you kind of go high. You begin floating, or they say you feel lighter and feel relieved and no anxiety and you feel. But when the effect is over, then what happens? They go low. The next time they take a bigger dose, higher dose, and then they go higher also. But when the effect is over, they go lower. And like that, they increase the dose. And then one time they may go highest, and opposite of that is lowest. And from there, they never go anywhere. They're stuck into that ignorance, the lowest mode of material nature. So this is mundane things, mundane world. This is all due to whatever you say, that drugs are so-called mundane gratifications, higher and then lower. This up. Dvandva, Mohena Bharata. But this chanting, this Sankirtan, this japa is meant to keep us only at high altitude, elevation, and no degradation. Yeah, so we were doing stay high forever kirtans in Radha Desh, and we also did Ram Katha in Czech Republic, as for the Ramayan Katha. And then, so we are here. Today and tomorrow also. You'll be coming back tomorrow, or you're staying overnight, or but you'll be back, huh? Yeah, we expect you tomorrow, or kal bhi aaoge ki nahi? Okay. So today, yeah, we could say it, the first session is already on. We started a little late. And this goes up until 4 o'clock, at which time there's a prasadam for all, yes? For 1 hour, you get a break, and then we resume. 5 o'clock, then 5 to 7 or something, yeah. So these are the two slots for today, 2 to 4 and 5 to 7. Okay, there's something already printed here, huh? Or, no, okay, let's see what it is. Alright, and then tomorrow, so those who can attend Mangal Arati, Mangal Arati at 4:30. The 4:30 to 9:30, which includes after Mangal Arati, there will be japa session. Those who will be with us, we could chant together, japa. And there's a Bhagavatam class, followed by breakfast at 9:30. Breakfast. Okay, and then japa retreat session. I would call that as number 3, which is 10:30. Lasts for 2 hours, 10:30 to 12:30. And then again, break, or is it lunch break, or? No, there's a break, short break. And then 1-2, there's a longer one, 1-2. What I'm looking at here. 1-4. Oh, it's longer sessions. And then tomorrow's a marathon. And 4 to 7, it says. Okay, so no, 4 to 5. Oh, that's shorter one. Maybe we should that's rich. Okay, we end at 4. Okay, so I think you have this. Oh, I thought you were. You had to take notes. I was just. So you already have a pretty good idea, better idea than I. So this is our first introductory session. And so we already said some introductory matters. Continue. Yeah, something Harina Mahatma, you may want to call it, or the glories of the holy name, and part of that I wanted to quickly run through the Sikshastak. You are familiar with Sikshastak. And I thought there's no better or greater glory of the holy name chanted in the form of this Sikshastak, which has been chanted, these glories have been chanted by none other than the supreme personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is glorifying the holy name. His whole and sole purpose of coming down here in the midst of us was to share this gift of the holy name. Just imagine the Supreme Lord comes down to the earth. Why does he come? Golokera Premadhan Harinam Sankirtan, to hand out the best of the gifts. So he came down with the Sankirtan, he came down here with this japa business. He gave us the business so that we could be in business. Japa has been given by Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he hasn't given only speeches, talks on Kirtan, the Mahatmya, and in fact Mahaprabhu has chanted more and spoken less, talked less, chanted more. So when he has spoken, his 8 verses of Sikshastak is something that he spoke other times, glories of the holy name, but then these 8 verses are very special. They have been attributed to the Lord. The Gita was spoken by Sri Krishna. What did Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu speak? What did he write? He wrote these 8 prayers. Of course, on behalf of Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, his associates were writing so many scriptures, books. But personally, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wrote only 8 verses. And they are known as Siksha Ashtak. Siksha is instructions, and Ashtak, the 8 verses. And the theme of this is the holy name. The stress of this is the holy name. And not that Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu compiled these 8 verses and then published and okay, do the mass distribution of this. And he had nothing to do with his author. He doesn't have to read them. But Mahaprabhu, as we understand, again, here is Chaitanya Charitamrit, Antya Leela, means last, concluding pastimes. In that Antya Leela, the very last chapter is Sikshastak. You better know the location. Where is Sikshastak situated in Chaitanya Charitamrit? It is the very last thing, like an essence of Chaitanya Charitamrita. Antya Leela, chapter 20, Sikshastha. And there's nothing more. This is it. So, this way we could also understand the position of the Sikshastha. This is something very tough. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu passed his nights testing the meaning of Sikshastak prayers in the company of Swarup Damodar Goswami and Ramanand Rai. So he compiled, and then every night he has his most confidential associates around him at Gambhira in Jagannathpuri. And in this way he became absorbed in ecstatic emotions. He relished the taste of reciting these and other also mentioned here, transcendental verses. Yahi mata Mahaprabhu vaise nila chale rajani divase Krishna virahe vivale. And of course, we just talked about the night, but during the day also, Rajani Divase, day and night, Lord is in this mood of separation mentions here. And so he's reciting and remembering and getting absorbed in different emotions of these verses of Sikshastha. Nana bhava uthe prabhura harsha shoka rosh chaitanya udvega arti utkantha santosh. He relished the symptoms of various transcendental emotions such as jubilation, lamentation, anger, humility, anxiety, grief, eagerness and satisfaction. There's a whole waves of emotions of various kinds. Sai sai bhave nija sloka padiya slokera artha asvadaye nui bandhu laiya. He would recite his own verses expressing their meanings and emotions and thus enjoy tasting them with his two friends, Ramanand Rai and Swarup Damodar. Sometimes Lord would be absorbed in a particular emotion and would stay awake all night reciting related verses and relishing their taste. Sankirtana Yagya Kalau Krishna Aradhan. Then his Mahaprabhu is sharing some, well, everything he is talking now is only most essential, most confidential. So one day, one night, he said to his two friends, Sankirtana Yagye Kalau Krishna Aradhan Saita Sumedha Pai Krishnera Charan. Dear friends, not mummy, dear friends, that in this age of Kali, Aradhan, Krishna Aradhan is done by the intelligent people, by performance of Sankirtan. So Mahaprabhu has said this in his own words, in Bengali words, Bengali language, which is nothing but just the translation of Bhagavatam verse that we had been talking about earlier. Krishna Varnam Tusha Krishnam Sangopangastra Parshadam Yagye Sankirtana Prayai Yajantihi Sumedhasaha. Not the first part, but the latter half. Mahaprabhu said that in Bengali language to his friends. You know the process of Krishna Aradhan is Sankirtan. Nama Sankirtan Haite Sarvanarthanash. Then Mahaprabhu continued. And Mahaprabhu also. Mahaprabhu quoted that verse. That same verse from Bhagavatam, which we quote all the time, Mahaprabhu quoted that verse as it is, which he had already said that in Bengali, but then he, to substantiate his statement, he has quoted Bhagavatam verse, Yagya Sankirtana Paraya. And then he says more, Nama Sankirtana Haite Sarvanarthanash. By performance of Nam Sankirtan, the anarthas, all anarthas are destroyed. Sarva Shubhodaya, and all auspiciousness will arise. Krishna Premera Ullas, and there will be the love of God would be invoked. Initiating the flow of waves of love for Krishna. These are Mahaprabhu's thoughts. And more. Okay, and now, okay. Here, Mahaprabhu recites now the first of the eight astakas to his those two friends with him. So, beginning of this chapter, Mahaprabhu is reciting one of the astak, and then he makes some comments, few comments himself. These are his text, his verse, and then some emotions. Just sampling of that is included here. Not all that, all the waves of emotion arise. They are not all here. So, Cheto Darpanam Arjanam भवमहादावाग्निनिर्वापनं श्रेयाकैरवचन्द्रिकावितरणं विद्यावधूजीवनम् आनन्दं बुधिवर्धनं प्रतिपदं पूर्णामृतरसास्वादनं सर्वात्मा स्नपनं परं विजयते श्रीकृष्णसङ्कीर्तनम्. Mahaprabhu says, Param Vijayate Sri Krishna Sankirtana. All glories, not only all glories, but all victory to the Sankirtan. You may want to call it movement or just Sankirtan, and Sankirtan movement, of course. And Mahaprabhu is Sankirtanai Kapitarau Ajanu Lambita Bhujau Kanakavadato Sankirtanai Kapitarau Kamalayatakshu Vishwambharo Dvijavaro Yugadharma Palo Pande Jagat Priyakaro Karunavataro. That is introduction. As soon as you open Chaitanya Bhagavat, which is another scripture, then you find this as the first verse. Mahaprabhu is glorified as Ajanu Lambita Bhujau. Sankirtanai Kapita, the founding father of Sankirtan movement. And of course, he is not alone. That is why it says Sankirtanai Kapitarau. Pitarau means two. Ramaha Ramau. You know, little Sanskrit. Ramau. Sankirtanaika pitarau kamalayataakshau dvijavarau yugadharma palau. You see, everywhere. Ow, ow, ow. That means two of them. Miss Gauranga Mahaprabhu and Nityanand Prabhu are Sankirtanaika pitarau, founding fathers of this Sankirtan movement. So, Param Vijayate Mahaprabhu. Param Vijayate. Victory. So that is the one eighth portion of this first Sikshastak, Param Vijayate Sri Krishna Sankirtana. And there are seven other components in this Sikshastak. First line has two of them. Cheto darpana marjanam. Stop there. That's one. Then mahadavagni nirvapanam. Whenever it's a nasal sound, then stop. That's two. Then vidyavadhu jivanam. So there are seven of these. And these are the, you may call, the glories or adjectives, visheshan, in Sanskrit, visheshan. These are seven visheshanas, seven glories, attributes of the Sankirtan movement, Sankirtan, each one. It's a special feature, description, the quality, adjective of that Sankirtan. So we don't have such luxury right now to go through this step by step. Sometimes there are seminars given on Sikshastak, and that takes 1 week just to go through this 7, 8 verses. So well. And we have Bhaktivinoda Thakur and Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, amongst others. They have written commentaries on Sikshastak also. So Anandam Mudhi Vardhanam, always expanding the Ananda and Cheto Darpanam Archanam, you understand? Darpanam. Cleansing. Wherever there's a black spot, cleansing. Mahamantra chanting does the cleansing of the heart, the consciousness. Davagni, Mahadavagni. We are being burnt. Samsara Dava Nalalida Loka. The first thing that comes out of Hare Krishna devotee's mouth as he gets up and faces the deities in the morning, take darshan. Mangala Samsara Dava. This world is, what kind of world is this? Samsara Dava now. This forest fire. Same thing. Mahadavagni Nirvapanam. So that fire of the material existence is extinguished by this Sankirtan movement. Tava katha amritam, gopis say there. Tava katha amritam. What does your katha amrit do? Tapta jivanam. The life that is on fire. Tapta jivan. The katha amrit. Here is nama amrit. Sankirtan. They are not different. So Mahadavagni, I like that. All the benefit. Sarvatma snapanam. Sarvatma snapanam. Snapanam meaning taking bath. So as one is involved, engaged in Sankirtan, what happens? His Atma takes full bath in that Sankirtan. The full Abhishek. Living entity is bathed or swimming, drowning, but happy. When someone is drowning, help, 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 drowning, help, help. But if you are drowning in this Sankirtan, then you don't call for help. You're nicely situated. You're very happy to be drowned in this ocean. Avatirane Gaura Chandre Vistirane Prema Sagare Ena Majjanti Majjanti Te Maha Anartha Sagare. Chaitanya Chandramrit. As a statement says that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared, and what did he do? Avatirne Gaura Chandre Vistirne Prema Sagare. He expanded the Prema Sagar. And it is here now. There's Sagar all around us, ocean all around us, but then in on the island, there's a ocean, the Sankirtan. Savatirne Gaura Chandre Vistirne Prema Sagare. And Lord appeared and he expanded that ocean of love of God, Prema Sagar. And then next it says, Ena Majjanti Majjanti, those who do not throw themselves into this Prema Sagar, e namajyanti, those who do not drown, do not throw themselves, do not dive deeper into this Prema Sagar, well, for them there is another Sagar. It says Maha Anartha Sagare. Take note of two Sagars, Prema Sagar, Maha Anartha Sagar. So those who do not get into this Sankirtan Sagar, Prema Sagar, only other Sagar available around, only option is Maha Anartha Sagar. Not only Anartha, but Maha Anartha Sagar. the world. That is why it takes intelligence to make the choice. Take a pick. Prem Sagar, Mahanartha Sagar. The intelligent person goes for Yajnai Sankirtana Prayer Yajantihi Sumedha Saha. So like this, Mahaprabhu has himself glorified this Sankirtan in this first verse. Now he could later on go a little deeper and try to understand how there are seven different attributes of the Sankirtan movement or chanting right there. Sankirtana haite papa samsara nashan. He says, now, he makes a little comment. This is Mahaprabhu's words. That Sankirtan destroys the pap of in this world. Chitta shuddhi sarva bhakti sadhana udgam. And then chitta shuddhi. Chitta, consciousness, shuddhi, the purification takes place. And this is the source of all the sarva bhakti sadhan. Bhakti is life of devotion. This is a means, original means of the life of devotion. Krishna premodgam premamrita svadan Krishna prapti seva amrita samudra majjan. Yeah, similar thoughts which we already talked. Krishna premodgam premamrita svadan. This is Hindi. Aap logon ke liye Hindi mein Mahaprabhu bol rahe. Very similar. Premamrita svadan, Krishna prapti, sevamrita samudre majjan. And then, as one takes to this Sankirtan, then seva amrita samudra. Seva amrita samudra. There was a Prem Sagar, and now it is mentioned he has taken, accepted Sankirtan, then he has received seva. Because as one is chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram. What is he doing? Is he doing something or just saying? This mantra utterance is there. Some thoughts are supposed to be accompanying that utterance of the holy name. And one thought that Prabhupada always mentioned was thought of the prayer, begging for service of the Lord. Oh Lord, I am yours, oh Lord, please engage me in your service, oh Lord. Oh, pleasure potency of the Lord, oh Radhe, oh Krishna. So then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Seva Amrita Samudra. Now he has another samudra, he's another ocean, which is also nectarian. Seva Amrita Samudra. Or Seva Amrita Sagar. And Majjan, and devotee immerses. Immersing. This is Mahaprabhu's. The result of chanting is that one awakens his love for Krishna and tastes the transcendental bliss. Ultimately, one attains the association of Krishna and engages in his devotional service as if immersing himself in a great ocean of love. These are Mahaprabhu's confidential thoughts and words. We don't have that, you already know. start skipping some things as we go through this. Then next verse. Namnam kari bahuda nija sarva shaktis tatrarvita niyamita smarane nakalaha itadrasi tava kripa bhagavan mamapi dur daiva mitrashim yajani nanuragaha. So, Lord has further glorified the holy name Nam Nam Kari Bahuda Nija Sarva Shaktis. How potent is the holy name? How potent is the holy name? Lord has invested all his energies. Nija, take the note of these two little words, but important ones. He has invested energies. Whose energies has he invested? Nija, his own energy. And how much energy has he invested? Nija, sarva shakti. All his energy he has invested in the holy name of the Lord. So who is more powerful, the Lord or his holy name? I was expecting you would say they're both equally powerful. All energy of the Lord, all that is in him, all that in his, in the name. Or sometimes they do sing, say, Hari se bada Hari ka naam. Hari se bada Hari ka naam. They say this, that, bada hari kana, this, that, bada hari kana, hari se bada. Certainly not less, bada, not chota, never chota, no less. So that is there, all the energies have been invested in the name, and what other concessions are there? There are no hard and fast rules, it says. Niyamita smaranena kalaha. There's another, not only all the energies, all powers, but no hard and fast rules. Etadrasi tava kripa, and this is your kindness, my Lord. Mahaprabhu is also taking stand now also as a, he's a chanter, he's a devotee. Now he's facing the Lord and addressing the Lord. Yes, this all you have done. All your powers invested in the holy name, no hard and fast rules. And this is your kripa. Bhagavan mamapi. But using the word api, but ifs and buts, ifs, no ifs and buts, but here Mahaprabhu is coming. But all this as just described, but what is but? Durdaivam, it's a very unfortunate situation. What is that misfortune of myself? Na anuraga. I do not have attraction. I don't have attachment to these names, my Lord. Iha jani. Iha, iha, meaning in these names. Iha. Ajani means not produced, Ajani, they are not there. In me, they are, the rag is not there. na anuragaha, in this holy name. And this is misfortune. Of course what? We can't say Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has no anurag in the holy name. Could he say that? Mahaprabhu has no attraction, no attachment, no ruchi, no... Is that the case? Yeah, so he's taking the stand on behalf of us. We should be saying this. If the honesty was the best policy, then we should be talking like this. I have no attachment, I have no attraction. Is that the case? Fortunately or unfortunately? Unfortunately, that's... Anyway, I think many of you would also admit that. Think that way, or yeah, some ruchi, but not enough. More, I'd like to get more ruchi, more anurag. So that's when I think, or the japa retreat session comes into the picture. Maybe it's also kind of response to this. Okay, I have durdaivam idrashim iha ajani na anuragaha. That may be the starting point of the, or what motivated us to come to this japa retreat. I don't have enough attachment, attraction. I want to increase my attachment to the chanting of the holy names of the Lord. I think that's something that is gathering us here, all of us together, to look into this and see whether how we could move forward or increase or what to do. So what to do? Mahaprabhu has, of course, he has raised this emotion or question, and immediately he has presented the answer also to this question in nutshell. And what is that? Trinadapi sunichena tarorapi sahishnuna Amani namana dena kirtaniya sada harihi. Just now there was no anuragaha. There was no attraction, no attachment. It's becoming very hard for struggling to get some names out of the mouth. Struggling. They're not coming out. Not naturally coming out, no attraction, I force myself. And then something happened in between, and then now what is happening? Kirtaniya sadahari. So this person is chanting all the time. He's doing kirtan, chanting all the time. Kirtaniya sadahari. So what happened? What transpired? Mahaprabhu has said in Sanskrit, he said, Trinadapi sunichena. Trina, a straw in the street. And niche means down. And su means even more down. More humble. Straw is humble. But then Mahaprabhu says, more humble than the straw in the street. another straw, takes some straw nearby and beats you, runs up to, hey! No courtesy. It is walking all over me. So not only Tranadapi Nichena, not Nichena, Su Nichena. Su Nichena. That's why the translation is lower than straw in the street. Not as same as straw in the street, but more lower than a straw in the street. Anyway, we can't get into the vyakhya or the comments. And taro rabi sahishnuna, and tolerance, the humility, this was humility part, and then tolerance, how much tolerant? Taro rabi sahishnuna. Sahanshil, how much more than the trees? Trees are all around and they tolerate. Now the rain, here there are Mauritius have all the seasons. I think in one day you get all the six seasons. You go through the six seasons. Or in the morning there was winter. Here the sunny days. It also rained, and it was raining on the way. So the trees go through all these seasons, but they just tolerate all this inconvenience caused by seasonal changes of the rain and the wind and sun. And the human beings are cutting and beating the trees, or they don't complain. You may be cutting some branches of the tree, and then if you are tired, you could go sit down under the same tree, the shade of the same tree. Does that tree say, hey fool, you're just cutting my branches, which are like my arms, and now you want to rest? So, the trees are tolerant. Those trees, the trees also are. You're good. Is that good for you? Every time someone goes back and forth, yeah, it's not good. But if they could do something, take a little diversion. Kuch kya karo ya? Those wish to go, just no. You're, if that is, you're okay. This other is good, maybe. But peeche se ja sakte hai. He's tolerant. No. You are all right. I'm not. You know, just making. All right. So the tolerant, like the tree. And what else has to happen? Tranadapi sunishena, tarurapi sahishtuna, amanina manadena, kirtaniya sudha. Amanina. Not expecting any respect for himself, herself. Not expecting any respect. On the contrary, doing what? Amanina manadena. Manadena. Amani is one word. And manada, another word. So it gets transformed here. Amani. Amanina. By giving all the... not expect any respect for oneself. And manadena, manada, the giver of honor. Man is honor, the is giver. The giver of honor, becoming giver of the honor, honoring others to the extent of serving others, not just lip service. So this is an important item. I mean, they're all important items. This tranadapi sunichena, tarorapi sahishnuna. They are the straw and the tree is talked about. We may not be not dealing with them so much, but when it comes to in our day-to-day dealings and as we lead our lives, then we have to deal with others, devotees, all the time. And this factor, amanina manadena, this has to be practiced, understood, or do the review of our own performance, our own dealings, introspection, and see how we are doing with our performance with this amanina and manadena. Yeah, especially if Vaishnavas and Vaishnava Prad, that we may talk about later on. When this is, yeah, Vaishnava Prad could be disastrous results. Once we were chanting, but now we are not chanting, or we don't have attraction for chanting. What happened? We may not realize, but a lot of time, because we offended Vaishnava, we offended some devotee. And now you get the punishment. What is the punishment? Now the holy name doesn't, you don't like holy name anymore. So amanina manadena kirtaniya sadahari. Devotees are very dear to the Lord. All the living entities are very dear to the Lord. But Lord takes that as an offense. Offended this person, that is becoming offense of the holy name. Sometimes difficult to understand. I offended this person, but how is that nama prak? The Lord takes it personally. Okay, you were thinking that you did not offend me, but you offended my devotee. But my devotee is very dear to me. Lord takes it personally. Lord takes it as if you have offended me. My devotee is not different from me, or is very dear to me. And so we offend some person. becomes Nama Prath, Krishna Prath. So we move on. Ye maga ye tare deya apana dhan gharma vrishti sahe anera karaye rakshan. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has shared some of his emotions. The tree delivers its fruits, flowers and whatever else it possesses to anyone and everyone. It tolerates scorching heat and torrents of rain, yet it still gives shelter to others. And there are more thoughts of Mahaprabhu before we come to the next verse, which is Nadhanam Najanam Nasundaryam Kavitam va jagadisha kamaye mama janmani janmanishvare bhavatad bhaktir ahaituki tvai. This ikshastak is also there's a whole from Shraddha to Prem, you heard of that? From faith, initial faith, to the topmost ladder of Krishna Prem, love of Godhead. The Sikshastak is talking that also. What is that? Step by step, you don't find it one after the other, but it is all those Shraddha, and then what? Sadhu Sang, Bhajana Kriya, Anartha Nivritti, and Nistha, Ruchi, Asakti, Bhav, and Krishna Prem. So these verses are dealing with that subject matter. It is a nutshell, it's also talking. First five verses are... Oh, that's another. Okay, that plus... This Sikshastak is also talking about Sambandha Gyan, Sambandha Abhidheya and Prayojan. If you know this, Gaudiyas are into this, and this is found everywhere also. Sambandha Gyan. You're supposed to worship Radha Madan Mohan, then Abhidheya. Relationship, then getting settled in devotional service, Radha Govind, worship of Radha Govind, go higher for Prayojan, the final destination. You worship Radha Gopinath, and that's a Prem, is a Prayojan. So this Sikshastak is also talking Sambandha Gyan, Abhidheya, Prayojan is also described in these eight verses. You will also find in here the sadhana bhakti and raganuga bhakti, or vaidhi bhakti, raganuga bhakti is also described here. Or vaidhi sadhana bhakti as well as Bhava Bhakti, you will find here. prema bhakti's thoughts are also here. In the first five verses, they talk about sadhana, and then seventh and sixth verse, there's some bhav. And seventh verse also has a bhav, and seventh verse also a little prem, and then eighth verse is just the prem. Those emotions are also, they have been integrated in these eight verses. So here is something like anarthas, dhanam, janam, nasundarim, kavitam, vajagadishakamaye. In the commentaries by our Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Bhaktisiddhanta, they also say this is like a four purusharthas. This verse is talking purusharthas. Dharma, artha, kama, moksha. If you take a closer look at this, you will find dharma, artha, kama, moksha. Moksha is mama janmani, janmani. No, I'm not interested in moksha. That part is there. And what about kama? Na dhanam, na janam, na sundarim, kavitam. So what are you interested in? Pancham purushart. I want just the Lord and His service. So na dhanam, na janam, na sundarim, na kavitam. This is also like a bhukti. No bhukti. No bhukti. This list is also a bhukti list. Dhanam, janam, wealth, woman or a man or enjoyment, sake of enjoyment. Sundarim kavitam or jagadish kamaye, the worldly desires. So I don't want bhukti. And mama janmani janmani, so I am ready to be born again and again. Not liberation. So bhukti, mukti, siddhi, kami, sakale, ashan. Krishna Bhakta Nishkamata Iva Shan. So just in one verse, there are lots of very foundational philosophy of Gaudiya Vaishnavas. Vaishnavism is has been compacted. So I'm not, O Lord of the universe, I do not desire material wealth. Okay, I should go faster. Materialistic followers. Okay. Materialistic followers. Others, spiritualistic. Okay. Spiritual followers. Materialistic followers. I don't want. A beautiful wife or a fruitive activities described in the flowery language. I don't want all this. All I want, life after life, is unmotivated devotional service unto you. I just want service. Janmani janmani bhava tad bhaktira ahaituki. And what kind of bhakti? Ahaituki. No cause. Why not? Say, why do bhakti? Why are you doing bhakti? All those, your parents maybe at some point or others. Why bhakti? Our response should be, why not bhakti? What else is there to do? Huh? What do you mean, why bhakti? Why not bhakti? Why bhakti, meaning they want to know the cause. What is the cause? Why should one do bhakti? What is the purpose? What you will gain? Pet bharega? That's it. Pet bharta hai? So ahaituki. No cause. Just, we are meant to That's all. That's our constitutional position. Okay, we move on.
Ainandatanujakinkaram patitam mam vishame bhavam budho kripaya tava pada pankajasita dhuli shadrasham vichintaya.
Now, it's part of sammand gyan or some helplessness, calling out, help, help. And why should you help me? Oh, Ainanda Tanuja, Kinkaram, I am your servant. Kinkaram. Ainanda Tanuja, Ai means oh. Nanda Tanuja, O son of Nanda Maharaj. Ainanda Tanuja, Kinkaram. Mom. Who am I? I am Kinkar. Servant, what kind of servant? Who is always eager to render service, and he is inquiring, Kim Karomi, Kim Karomi, Kim, 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 Kim Karomi. What could I do? Please tell me, what could I do? Please tell me, what could I do? Kim. So he becomes Kinkar, because he's always very eager to serve Kim. If it is lady, it becomes Kinkari. Kinkar and Kinkari. So, Kim Karomi. What could I do? I was always eager. So you become that. So that's me. That's Kinkar. Ai Nanda Tanuja Kinkaram. Maam Vishame Bhavam Budho. But unfortunately, now I am fallen in this ocean of Maha Anartha Sagar, of this turbulent ocean of material existence. So my dear Lord, Kripaya Tava Pada Pankajasthita Dhuli Shadrasham Vichintaya. I'm just being tossed from here to there. These waves are just throwing me all over. I need shelter. I need some fixed position, something that I could hold on to. Everything that I had come across thus far was just mobile and moving and in transit, or thinking that this is something. I will become fixed. But that itself was had no shelter. But I want to now want to catch hold of your lotus feet. So make me just a dust particle of your lotus feet. As we chant Hare Krishna whenever do japa, these thoughts are also desirable. One should be thinking. It's not a thoughtless or mindless chanting. While chanting, these thoughts, the sampling of the thought is here. Ainanda tanuja kinkaram patitam. Kripaya tava pada pankaja sthita dhuli sadrasham. You don't have to make me anyone important. You don't have to make me crown on your head or some poor garland around your neck. Just a dust particle. It's taking a very humble position. And here is a I like this. I mean, Mahaprabhu is talking to Ramananda Raya and Prabodha, and who is that? Surav Damodar. And he is saying, Tomara Nitya Dasa Mui Toma Pasariya. No, I think that's Kinkar, I'm your servant. So, you know, every servant gets a salary, right? Vetan, Lord said, Vetan. At the end of the week, end of the month, he gets his check. So I am your servant, so I should also get some vetan. I should also get some wages. Then Mahaprabhu said that, give me prem. Pay me in the form of prem. Let the prem, love, your love, your Krishna prem, let that be my salary. I'm your servant. He has already said, na dhanam, na janam. I don't want those Mauritian rupees, or European euros, or American dollars, or this, that. Just give me some prem. Just give me prem. Let that be my payment. Mahaprabhu has said thus. Nayanam galadashrudharaya vadanam gadagadrudhaya gira pulakai nichitam vapu kada tavanama grahane bhavishyati. So now these are the higher realms, emotions, the bhav. The bhav is expressed here. Bhav bhakti. When is how the bhav is translated, then there will be. So Mahaprabhu is asking, when would that day come? As I chant and I chant and I chant. Nayanam galadashrudharaya. There will be ashrudhara, like torrents of rain gliding down my cheeks. Nayanam galadashrudharaya vadanam gadgadruddhaya agira. And when would my voice be choked up? And pulakai nichitam vapu. And when would my body begin trembling, O Lord? Kada tava nama grahane bhavishyati. Bhavishyati, when would that time come? As I chant the holy name of the Lord, these transformations would be there, which would be expressions of my bhav, my emotions. Premadhana vina vyartha daridra jivan. Lord said, without premadhan, the life is just daridra, just being a pauper, like a gone bankrupt. No, premadhan means bankruptcy. Amito kangal. Krishna Krishna Bali. Narottam Das Thakur also has expressed that notion or emotion. Amito Kangal, I am just pauper, I'm just a penniless. I'm Daridra. Krishna Krishna Bali Dhai Tava Pache Pache. I'm just running after you. Sadhu, O Vaishnav. Krishna se tomar Krishna dite par. Tomara shakati ache. And I know, you have Krishna, which is all the wealth. I am pauper, I am
bankrupt, I am penniless. And you have that Krishna, and that is real wealth. So, that's why I'm running after you, hoping that you would give that Krishna to me also, share that Krishna. Now you will give me. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama. Realizing that this is wealth, this holy name is a wealth. And this is non-different from the Lord. This is something we need to realize more and more in order to embrace this chanting and stick to our japa. We are acquiring wealth because chanting is wealth, dhan. And Lord said, Prema dhana vina vyartha daridra jivan. Yugayitam nimishena chakshusha pravrashayitam shunyayitam jagat sarvam govinda virahe name. So now this bhav bhakti level. One begins feeling separation from the Lord. As one gets closer, then he feels more. Cannot tolerate the separation. Even moments separation. That is, we had been separated for a long, long time and nothing happened to us. We're fine. Who do you? We don't need. We don't need him. We're not missing the Lord. But the Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, Naam bina kichu nahi goar chauda bhuvana majhe. My dear soul, you're a fool. There's nothing better to be had than the holy name of the Lord. That's the best thing. There's nothing else. So, living entities, abandoning that Lord and his name goes for everything else. And then, as absorbed, they don't miss the Lord. But as one takes to the process, finally takes to the process of Krishna consciousness and chanting, and as one gets closer and closer and closer, then he begins missing his Lord more and more. Although he's closer, he's missing him more and more. One time he was at a greater distance, he did not miss him at all, he did not even remember. Now it becomes intolerable. Shunyaitam jagat sarvam. This whole world is vacant. In the words of Srila Prabhupada, is that one is important. Otherwise, one zero, you add another zero. If there's no one, then what's the value of one zero or so many zeros? All those many zeros equal to one big zero. And what is the shape of the world? It's also round, like a zero. Whole universe is like a big zero, and that's what Bhaktivinoda Thakur is sharing that. Naam bina kichu nahi koa chauda bhuvan. All these 14 planetary systems, without the holy name, they are just useless. There's nothing. It's just zero. There's nothing inside of any value. Shunyayitam.
And then when you are that close, then you are getting there, you are getting there, and then you get there, and that is prayojan now expressed by Mahaprabhu in his own words. What is it? Aslishava padaratam pinastumam adarshanad marmahatam karotuva yatha tatha va vidadhatu lampato mat prananathastu sa evana para. So this is culmination. That you know, when this is, first of all, when we are saying this as a comment on this verse, that when Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu uttered this verse, he is no more Krishna, but he has taken the mood of Radharani. So this eighth verse is Radharani speaking, but that Radharani is here Gauranga Mahaprabhu. He has appeared. There's a confidential reason why Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared. He wants to experience emotions of Radha, or feelings, or love for Radha, or he wants to understand Radha. And here, as he says this statement, this eighth Sikshastak, this is it. He is Radha. Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Radha Krishna Nahe Anya. So this is Radharani part, Radha speaking. Although sounds like some devotee speaking, as we were going through the Sikshastak. Lord is playing a role of a devotee and speaking. But here, which devotee is speaking this Astak? This is Radharani devotee. These are Bhaktin Radharani. Bhakta or Bhaktin Radharani speaking. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. There's nothing higher than this. So Asli Shava Padaratam Vinastama. You may do anything and everything, yes, you like. You are free to do. Aslishya means you may embrace me. Aslishya va meaning or. Aslishya va padaratam pinastumam. You may crush me under your feet till I become a powder. I become like a non-existent. Pinastumam. Aslishava, one thing, you may embrace me. Or padaratam pinastuma. Yatha tatha va vidadhatu lampato. You may do yatha tatha, this way, that way. You are lampat. This is you, I know you. You are wicked, you are this, you are that. You are lampat. But regardless of any way you deal with me, one thing for sure is prananathas tu sa na eva para. There's no other
Nath for me other than you as my Nath. You are Prananath. You are free to deal with me any way you like. You embrace me. You kick me. You crush me under your feet. But you are my Prananath. Let Krishna tightly embrace this maid servant who has fallen at your lotus feet, or let him trample me or break my heart by never being visible to me. He is a debauchee after all and can do whatever he likes, but he is still no one other than worshipable Lord of my heart. Okay, so on that note, we'll take a break now.
Okay.